Over 200 union workers in blue shirts gathered outside City Hall Tuesday, holding signs, shaking maracas, and pounding drums. Their message to the city was simple.
They want to call it austerity. They want to call it a bunch of different things, but you know what it is? Cuts. It's 1%. They're talking about your retirement. They're talking about your health care. They're talking about other things that don't cost any money whatsoever. That's what they think about you. So why are we here today? We're here today to show them that we are a force.
Protesters marched up the dual steps of City Hall and into City Council chambers, filling the room to capacity and halting all business as usual. Protest leaders chanted through megaphones as council members and city staff sat silently. IFPTE Local 21 leader Jeffrey Wong underscored the prevailing mood of the union workers.
Here, we're freaking pissed, and we're pissed because I've been talking to so many of my union siblings about what they want to see in a fair contract, and the city has crossed every red line.
Their message follows growing frustrations over what some protesters describe as bad faith contract negotiations, which come amid a 20% vacancy rate for all city positions, roughly 1,000 unfilled jobs throughout all departments. Workers say understaffing has resulted in longer work hours, expanded responsibilities, and an inability to meet deadlines and complete necessary projects, a sentiment that was underscored by Chase Fowler, a civil engineer with the city's Department of Transportation.
So I work on major street improvement projects. On my team, we're supposed to have 7 engineers. We only have 4. So that means that everyone is doing the job of basically 2 engineers. That means that great like street improvement projects get delivered slower and they take much longer. And then that means that people die when like the street improvement projects aren't delivered on time. But that's true across the city. There's so hundreds and hundreds of vacancies that remain unfilled because the city is not like offering comparable competitive benefits and salaries to its workers.
Their current contract expires at the end of this month, and Fowler, who sits at the bargaining table, says the fight for new contracts remains a stalemate.
So our contract, we're currently working on a 1-year contract that expires at the end of June. So we've been negotiating with the city for the last 3 months. What we told them in the city council chambers is, hey, we want you to take these takeaways off the table and sit down and actually engage with us on our proposals.
Fowler did not comment when asked whether a strike could be forthcoming. City staff remained silent as union workers disrupted proceedings, but as protesters slowly made their way out of the chamber, KPFA News spoke with Councilmember Ken Houston, who previously drew criticism after flipping off protesters. Houston took a different approach today, saying he was pleased to see residents exercising their right to protest.
Negotiation. Negotiate. And what's fair, if it's fair for them, if it's fair for the city, let's do it. If it's not fair, we won't do it. It's just negotiation. And that's good. That's democracy at the highest level.
He did not, however, provide a timeline for when new contracts might be agreed upon. Workers say they agree with Houston that a fair contract is the way forward, but argue that the city administration's current proposal includes 0 wage increases while increasing health care and retirement costs for employees. KPFA also reached out to Oakland City Administrator Betsy Lake's office for comment, but has not received a reply as of this broadcast. Tuesday's rally marked the latest in a series of demonstrations by Oakland workers, this time protesters bringing their message directly to the city. Despite the looming June 30th deadline, it's unclear where negotiations stand, but the protesters made clear what will happen if the city council fails to meet their demands at the negotiating table. For KPFA, I'm Cade Young reporting in Oakland.